This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, neighbors of Cleveland and Chattanooga. Welcome to another edition of the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Tennessee. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. Joining me today is our good neighbor, Meg Maddox at Southern Roots Landscaping. Welcome, Meg. Thank you for being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Well, we met today here to talk a little bit about you and your business. And just to kind of start it off on a personal note, is there anything you'd like to share with us about you and your family?
Yes. Actually, Southern Roots is a family business. So several of my children participate and have since they were little. So that's a major part of our business is not only affording us an opportunity to be together, but also to work together.
Oh, wonderful. How many children do you have?
Six.
Six children. Wow. That's great. You'll definitely have some future workers coming up there. Huh?
Yes, sir.
But tell us about your business. What does Southern Roots Landscaping offer to the listeners of the Good Neighbor Podcast?
So Southern Roots Landscaping obviously is a landscaping business, but we also offer landscape design, retaining walls, pool decks, outdoor living spaces, fireplaces, kitchens, lighting. So it's not just a landscaping business. We're getting you outside and loving your outdoor space.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'm glad you explained that because that definitely doesn't describe all those things in just the landscaping part of your business. So yeah, that's great. Tell our listeners about your journey. You know, how did you come to get into this business?
So, years and years ago, I was part of a company for about a decade, and then took a break to be a full-time mom, obviously, with six children, and was just ready to get back outside and be a part of not only just making spaces beautiful for people to enjoy and planting trees and shrubs and that kind of thing, but also to meet people, to be in the community. And I've enjoyed that part of this business, too.
Okay. Can you tell us about any maybe myths or misconceptions that people might have heard about, you know, your products or services or even industry?
I think a misconception is that people have a hard time visualizing or imagining that their backyard spaces could look a certain way. So I've enjoyed assuring them that that's my job. So because I can visualize it, but it has been a misconception as far as people just have a hard time imagining that their backyard could be something amazing.
So how do you, when you go to a backyard that you've never seen before and you look at it, how does it work? How does your mind work when you see this and you start, you know, imagining things? How does that work for you?
Well, part of the reason why I enjoy being an entrepreneur is because I'm kind of an outside of the lines person. So it's a blank canvas to me. I enjoy listening to what people have as a dream for their backyard and then seeing that and being a part of that coming up to life.
Reason I asked that, I've heard that one of the famous sculptors would walk up to a big stone and he would already see the image, you know, that he was going to carve out of it. He would already see it. So I wish I had that kind of creative mind like you do.
Yes, I see it. I see the potential for sure. And I enjoy bringing that to life.
What are you doing for fun? You and your children and family, what do y'all do for fun when you're not working on the business?
You know what? We spend a lot of time together. My nieces, nephews, sister, mother. So we're outside a lot, having bonfires and enjoying each other. You know, obviously baseball games and football games, sports for the kids. So we have a lot of fun together.
That's great. That's great. I love the outdoors. And I tell you what, Chattanooga area is the perfect place for that.
That's for sure.
Can you describe maybe any hardships or life challenges that, you know, you rose above and can now say because of that, you're better or stronger for it?
I can. And several come to mind, but particularly being a woman in this industry, the construction world, landscaping world, if you will, is predominantly or has been men. And I've enjoyed sort of rising above that and enjoyed being a part of working with men to make people's backyards beautiful.
Okay. I guess that would be a challenge trying to break into a predominantly male industry. I guess that would be one challenge. But if there was one thing that your listeners you wish our listeners could know about your business, what would it be?
I think for me, it would be the purpose of this business for me was an attempt to have capitalism and virtue come together. There aren't very many opportunities in the business world to use capital to do virtuous things. And we work very hard to do that and to give back to the community.
Wow. Okay. I could tell when you said that was very heartfelt.
Yes.
Yeah, I could tell that's brought some emotion out of you there. Well, that's wonderful. We need more people giving back to the community. That's for sure. Definitely. If our listeners want to know how to contact you or look at pictures of your work or anything like that, where can they go?
Yes. SouthernRootsLandscaping.com is our website. And we're based out of Ottawa off East Brainerd Road. We have a shop there also now, GNP. Thank you.
All right. Absolutely. She's talking about that our GNP website, Good Neighbor Podcast website. She'll be able to be viewed there or listened to there, this audio version of this podcast. So thank you for that shout out, Meg.
Yes.
All right. Well, I tell you what, and is there a phone number that someone could call to reach out to you?
Yes, 423-682-7336.
So, all right, 682-7336. All right. Well, I have certainly enjoyed meeting you here today, Meg. Before we sign off, do you have any last thoughts, anything else that you'd like to share with anybody?
Well, you know what? The time changes. We're excited for spring in Southern Roots.
Heard that. I saw that on the calendar yesterday, and I was like, yes.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today. I've enjoyed meeting you and learning a little bit more about yourself and your company. I always love it when I interview folks and that emotion comes out because I can tell that their heart's in it. And I appreciated seeing that with you today, Meg. So thank you for being here with us. And hopefully we'll have you on here again sometime.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Now, to all you good neighbors of the Cleveland and the Chattanooga area, after meeting Meg and learning more about Southern Roots Landscaping, we hope you'll take a moment to consider all they have to offer and remember them when you need or want the products and services that they provide. Before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com. Or call 423-380-1984.